This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today's 6/2/21, and this is show number 277. So what's going on here in the markets today, Nick?
Yeah, we got a little bit of a mixed session out here. You have the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all in positive territory. Yesterday, you had the big winner, which was the Russell 2000. Today, that's negative, down about 0.5%. So we're really just seeing some money rotation taking place in the market, and we'll see what we get by the end of the day. Volume trends have been light until volume picks up. We may just continue to see this kind of activity.
So, is it going to be sell in May and go away or what?
Well, we had a really good sell in May and go away, and a lot of people don't realize that, but the NASDAQ actually topped out basically on the 29th of April. You had a major decline from a high of 14,200 all the way down to 13,000, and now you got about a 50% or so retrace back up to 13,760. So, again, this is the way 2021 has been. We've had these big rallies and then these sell-offs. So you've had a pretty good sell in May. Now, do we go away? That's the million-dollar question. I think you sit tight right now. You let the chart patterns unfold a little bit more, and that'll tell us our next move.
All right. So with any trades we should be looking at here?
Well, right now, the hot topic of the day, the week, or the month, I guess, is these meme stocks. They've resurged, and they've come back with a vengeance. So you looking at AMC, which is AMC Entertainment Holdings. This is a movie theater chain. I mean, this thing's making new all-time highs today, trading at around $40.28. I will say this much. It has now entered parabolic territory. So maybe it has a little bit more to go because these things can go further than most people can imagine, including myself. But we're seeing, these meme stocks going again. GameStop seems to be taking a break today, but it's only down 29 cents. This thing's back at $248. And then you have KOSS, K-O-S-S.
Oh, my favorite.
KOSS Corp.
I love KOSS.
That's up 7% today. I mean, that stock's back above $25, trading at $25.88. So that seems to be the flavor of the day right now. All of these stocks that went into parabolic positions earlier in the year, got creamed, are now resurging and they're getting bid. So that's where we are. You just take it slow and steady. You look at the best chart patterns, trade around all these things, and that's all you could do at this stage of the game.
It's like the silliness on Wall Street will never end, Nick.
Well, maybe the business model for movie theaters is really, really good now. I don't know what it is, but I have to say this is all a product of, the central bank money printing. And it's not just here in the U.S. It's around the world. And, this money has to go somewhere. It has to find a home somewhere. And this is what it does. It goes into what we call a dash of trash. These are trash stocks. Let's face it. Let's call it what it is. But that's what you see. And you start to see even the SPACs get a little bit of a bid. So I think, the music is still playing. It can go on a little bit longer. But these are signs of extreme froth. And with extreme froth comes a sell-off. So, we'll see what we got going forward. But right now, the music is still playing.
It's still playing and they're still dancing. But wait till it stops and then they're looking for a chair, right? That'll be the end of that.
Yeah, that's the way it works, And it's the old game of musical chairs. The music is still playing right now. So the party goes on. But eventually it will come to an end like all things. And, we've seen that. Funny thing about this market this year, a lot of people don't realize that we've had multiple bear markets in countless sectors and areas. Microcaps, they went parabolic earlier in the year. They went into a big plunge and went into a bear market. You had all these SPACs. That was the hottest thing around, was these special purpose acquisition corporations. They were flying high. They went into bear markets. And, now they're getting bids from, big 80% corrections. Then you had the renewable energy names or the so-called solar plays. They were flying high and then they went into major corrections. Then you have semiconductors out there. And I'll just give you one, AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, a stock that traded almost $100 a share early in January, went down to $72. So you got lots of individual sectors and areas that are in bear markets. And then the major indexes obviously continue to hold up well. They're They're like Night of the Living Dead. They just keep coming back to life because of the money rotation. But this is what happens when you're printing, you know, central banks, Federal Reserves printing $125 billion a month. That money's got to go somewhere. And it's been keeping the indexes alive despite bear markets in you know, countless areas.
Right. And I guess the show will go on until it doesn't any longer. And that's why we got gold and silver. So what's going on with precious metals today?
Yeah. So today, precious metals are up a little bit. You have gold futures up about $2.30, trading at around $19.07 an ounce. I love what it's doing. I don't want to see it really take off to the upside just yet. I'd love to see some more sideways action here. And I think gold is headed up to 1980 and then to 2000. The patterns are very, very good. They're very, very strong. Silver today is also catching a bid. Silver futures trading at 28.14. Not up a lot, up about 4 cents on futures, but again, holding that $28 level. And as long as you can consolidate around that area, it's ready to test the recent highs.
All right, which means $30 silver might be around the corner, huh?
I believe it is. I believe you just need a little bit more consolidation. As long as that pattern holds firm, which it looks like it is doing, we are going to see silver test $30.
All right, cool. And then Bitcoin, what's the deal on the crypto markets today?
Yeah, so today the cryptos, we'll just go over Bitcoin, trading at around 37,800. It's up a little bit. Yesterday was around 36,000. So it's floating around. It's forming something. I don't know the pattern just yet, but like I told everybody, just to be on the more cautious side, you watch that recent low that was made. Watch that 200-day moving average, which is at around 32,200. If we lose that, Bitcoin is in a world of trouble. But right now, today, it's hanging in there and it's getting a little bit of a bid. Nothing crazy. I'm watching the pattern. It looks like it's still in formation, so we'll leave it there. But again, just use that 200 MA moving average as a line in the sand. The break of that on a closing basis is very, very negative. We'll signal a move down to 21,000.
All right, excellent. I think we'll leave it at that. Make sure you go over to site inthemoneystocks.com and find out how he does it. Check the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz, and send us your emails to kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, we will pick up tomorrow.
Sounds good, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.